Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Dennis Dollar. Dennis is the chairman of the National Credit Union Administration. And joining us in our conversation is Deborah Kammer. Well, Dennis, let's switch gears a little and talk about management within NCUA. We know that last year you commissioned a working group on accountability and management, or AIM. What are the results of the AIMS group study?
Well, one of our goals was to try to bring about efficiencies within the organization. As I mentioned a moment ago, Paul, we had 20,000 credit unions that we were regulating or insuring in 1985, and today it's down below 10,000. Naturally, you cannot continue to grow an agency or keep an agency staffed to oversee 20,000 institutions when you are now only overseeing 10,000. So we wanted to make sure that we had the most efficient operation possible. We felt like we owed it to our stakeholders to make sure that we were as efficient as possible with their dollars. As I said, the agency is funded entirely by either operating fees that we charge to our federal credit unions or a transfer for overhead that we bring from the share insurance fund that, again, is funded by federal and state charter credit unions. So the credit unions pay our bills entirely, and we have an obligation to them to be as good stewards as possible. So AIM was put together with some of our best and brightest minds to just do a very serious internal self-study to try not to be personnel-driven, but try to be efficiency-driven. And one of my goals was to try to see if we could not result over a two-year period in at least a minimum of a 4% cutback in the staffing of the agency, without any layoffs, without any forced retirements, to be able to see if we could find a way to do it through attrition, to disrupt our agency as little as possible, even as we achieve these efficiencies. We began to look at how we're allocating our resources, which is absolutely necessary if you're going to bring about a 4% reduction without any layoffs, without any RIFs, without any forced retirements. You've got to really look at your limited resources and say how we're applying them, particularly when you're an agency with only 1,000 employees. It is harder to get a 4% cutback in an agency of 1,000 than it is an agency of 10,000. And so what we did, we really went back to the foundation of what we do, which is safety and soundness related, our safety and soundness oversight program, and said, how can we allocate our resources more effectively to be more consistent with the president's management agenda, to be results-oriented, to be citizen-centered, not bureaucracy-oriented, to try to be market-based in our approach, to realize that the credit union community is changing, realize that risk factors are changing from where they were 2 years ago, let alone 5 years ago or 10 years ago, as credit unions offer more and more services. And so we began to retool our program more towards a risk-focused examination program in which we said every credit union doesn't need to be examined every year. Some of them perhaps could go out to 18 months based upon their lower risk portfolio, whereas there's others based upon either their higher risk or perhaps problems that they may be having in the credit unions that may need us to go in there more often than once a year. And so as we began to look at risk-based scheduling and risk-focused examination, we found that we could reallocate our resources and be much more effective in focusing on risk, majoring on majors, if you will, instead of majoring on minors, and actually save tens of thousands of examiner hours in the process. Those examiner hours we were able to free up to be able to help struggling credit unions that may have problems or concern, higher risk portfolios, and others we would be able to actually reduce through attrition some of our staff. And we're well on the way to doing that. We've 3.6% of our reduction we have already achieved, and as we go into our 2003 budget year, we will exceed the 4% goal that we put forward in AIM.
What kind of training are you offering your employees so that they can more effectively analyze the risk?
Deborah, that's the key in any implementation of a management program or a management shift in direction, is the training of your people. And particularly when you're doing a cultural change where you're saying no longer are we going in on the same time frame every year to every credit union with the same checklist in every credit union. We're now going to go in based upon the risk portfolio of that credit union. That requires a real change in our examination core. And we've done extensive training, not only through our training programs that we have on an ongoing basis, whether it be CD-ROM training or the like. We, this summer, brought together every examiner in our agency for 4 weeks of intensive training in which they did nothing but receive training on the new risk-focused examination. It was a part of changing not just our examination approach, but changing, more importantly, their examination approach. And when you have examiners have been doing things a certain way for 15 to 20 years, it is a cultural change. Same thing happens in the private sector. When I came into that credit union, we had loan officers that had been administering the loan policy the same way for the last 8 years. To come in and change from a culture of trying to find a way to disapprove the loan so that you don't have to do that extra paperwork, to trying to find a way to approve the loan if you can within proper risk management parameters, is a complete cultural change. Some made the change, some didn't. It was a management challenge. We have the same thing at NCUA, but I've got to say that our staff has responded very well, very positively. And I think the key is how you sell it and the training that you give to where you don't just go forward and say, we're changing our approach, jump on board, hope it works for you. But to actually go through this extensive four-week training, and we even brought in the state regulators who are our partners in overseeing state chartered credit unions and gave them this same training. So if they choose to do the same type of risk-focused program that we do, that we will be able to work in coordination with each other. The results of that are already paying off as I travel throughout the country and meet with credit union groups and trade associations and the like. The feedback that I'm getting, although we're only a matter of months into this, is that, it is a much more streamlined process, much more efficient. They're focusing on where the risk is. They're not rummaging through $50 travel vouchers. They're in there looking at the asset liability management of the credit union. They're looking at the risk portfolio of either investments or lending. They're looking at our policies to make sure that they're in place. And you as an agency are getting in my credit union and getting out more quickly, more efficiently, and the results are very positive.
Now, you mentioned earlier the president's management agenda. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit more about how AIM and the PMA relate and how you're leveraging that to improve the organization.
Well, one of the publications that I keep on the edge of my desk all the time is the president's management agenda. Not only am I appointee of his administration and therefore am committed to following his directives, I believe that they are tailor-made for our agency. What his whole focus is as it relates to the principles of reform that are in the president's management agenda is to get away from doing things the way that you've always done them, to get away from a bureaucracy-driven approach to administering an agency, and get to a results approach that impacts positively the person who is regulated without lowering standards in the process. And so AIM was an offshoot, if you will, of the president's management agenda, but it is, I think, the reason for the president's management agenda. To say, just as GPRA was designed to say and other strategic planning initiatives, that you can't do things the way you've always done them in a changing and dynamic marketplace. And the financial industry is probably the most fast-changing and most dynamic marketplace out there today. And for credit unions who only have 3% of the deposit base in this country, if you add the deposits of all of America's credit unions together, they don't come up to the asset level of Citibank. So we're a relatively small player, but an emerging player and an important player and a player that you want to know that those $500 billion of insured deposits that are out there are safe and sound. But the changes that are being required of these credit unions require them to be able to adjust quickly and us to be able to do so as well. And that's why when the president says in his management agenda that he wants agencies to be market-based in their approach, he wants us to realize that that marketplace out there changes faster than we as government do at times. And if we're not willing to allow those that we regulate to adjust to that changing marketplace, we may create the very problems we're trying to avoid, and that is safety and soundness problems by virtue of the fact that the marketplace moves more rapidly than the ability of credit unions to adjust to it. So we have to change our approach to be empowering within the bounds of safety and soundness, to be willing to help someone meet a standard rather than lowering that standard. And I think that that's where AIM and the President's Management Agenda mesh very effectively.
People are an important part of change, and I note that in the strategic plan for the next 5 years, human capital is called out rather boldly. What are the challenges you're facing in this area?
Well, the challenges that we're facing, the same challenges that other agencies are facing, and frankly, the private sector is facing as well, and that is that there's greater accountability for the bottom line of our budget from our stakeholders, but yet there's also, at the same time, a greater demand from them for a more effective organization, a more professional organization. So we have to have the challenge of walking that very difficult and fine line between efficiency but still providing the level of service that our stakeholders deserve. It's the biggest challenge we have, but it's not unique to us, and I'm very pleased with the results that we're showing thus far.
That's a good stopping point. Come back with us in a few minutes as we continue talking about management with Dennis Dollar of the National Credit Union Administration. What does the future hold for NCUA? We'll ask Dennis for his thoughts when the Business of Government Hour returns.